Blog Talk Radio.
How are you two doing?
What's going on, my man?
You good?
Go on.
Okay. Well, I got this. Hello?
Hello?
What's going on, brother?
Not much. How you doing?
I heard you were sad and took some antidepressants. Is that what? Can come out today?
Yeah, I couldn't make it. Sorry.
That's all right, man. You miss out.
Hello.
I wanted to go.
Who's there, Christy? Are you there?
Yes, me. What's up?
Hell yeah! All right, me and Louie are together. Mick was supposed to be here, but he turned into a little bitch and didn't show up.
What else is
so? Louie and I are together. Getting gay.
That's hot. Oh, I wish I could have joined you.
Just put it on therapy screens.
Okay.
Louis got a new dog, right?
Louis got a brand new puppy, and he's fantastic. He peed as soon as he saw Mike.
He did actually pee. As soon as I touched him, he peed.
That has not happened all weekend long. As soon as Mike shows his big face, he pees his pants.
Wait, your dog wears pants? That's awesome.
I walk in dominating the entire apartment and the dog rolls on its back and just starts urinating into the air.
Literally pissing into the air. With extremes of piss into the air.
I think the dog just knows that I like to be peed on during sex. So
probably.
It seems like every porn clip that Mick has in his on his
Are you beating the puppy? Are you beating the puppy to incontinence?
Well, I mean, wait, does dick whipping him count as beating?
Yes. Yes, it
yes,
does.
Then, I mean, absolutely.
Laying gently your penis across his face? Yes.
Giving the dog a Roman helmet, does that count? Does that count?
I don't even know what that is.
A Roman
helmet?
Oh,
Christy,
speaking
you
of
Google that.
No, see, last time I did Lemon Party. I did Lemon Party, and I regret the day.
Oh, yeah, that was horrible. Yeah, that was bad.
Actually,
I could not believe.
The only post I ever deleted off my MySpace wall was Louie's ex-girlfriend, because she posted what was essentially a Lemon Party on my wall.
I had too much writing on MySpace, and the only time I've ever practiced censorship was to delete that post from my wall.
You think in 30 years from now, the three of us can have one of those?
Happy about that shit.
Oh my God, what did you say?
Lemon Party.
For me?
See what happened. The first thing when I Googled Lemon Party was like three guys just, you know, fucking each other. They were old. They were very ancient. Three
old guys sucking each other off.
Yeah, so I'm thinking about like years from now, three of us can do it.
See, if Mickey was here, we could have our own Lemon Party.
Oh, God. I think I'm too young for that.
No, we're just old enough. Trust me.
A Blog Talk Lemon Party.
Blog Talk Lemon Party.
So we haven't gone
there
yet.
You missed a really awesome show last time. We actually talked about serious shit almost the entire show.
I know.
Oh, really? You know, the one time that I was under the influence.
No, Wednesday.
You might have been under the influence, but you told us that your kid had a thing.
Yeah, keep your
I listened to this.
Liar, liar, panda, liar.
I was calling to apologize for that. Like, there was no call for that. I should have been ready for the task, but, you know, oh well.
Apologize for
That's what, the drunken fuck-off, or the my kid has some shit at school I got to go to, so fuck you guys. Which one?
You know, my kids having stuff at school, you know, takes precedence over this show. I'm sorry, but, you
That's
know.
That's crazy.
The whole...
Your priorities are way out of whack.
Listen, anything takes priority. If I had to walk my dog at 6 o'clock, I would. We were talking about, basically last week, Chrissy missed, Mike put a post on Facebook about sports. And he, I guess, uneloquently, if that's a word, said sports is bullshit, et cetera, which I agree with most of it. And it actually got the largest response I've ever seen. Well, the second largest I've ever seen Mike get, but the largest I've seen
yeah.
him on Facebook. I'll bring up
yeah.
Mike's face. You probably forgot about the MySpace Anarchist post that he did, which was, like, awesome.
And I was one of the people who got my panties in a bunch over it, so we had a nice discussion about it.
Everybody.
Well, what
happened? Mike, Mike put up a post. No, Mike, now you're on. Mike put up a post about sports.
I put up a post about how watching sports, all I said was watching sports was a waste of time because there's
it's
other things you could be doing. People could, yeah, no, I mean, I went on a rant about it. I said, you know, people pay too much attention to it and they, you know, they love, like, they get off on quoting stats to each other and, like, pseudo-homosexual frenzies and all. Just, I went on, like, a pretty bad tear-ass about it. And a lot of people were kind of up in arms. That's probably the most up in arms I've ever seen Mickey get. Which is
well,
basically, this is how Mickey gets
like
up in arms. Mickey's
like,
version
yeah.
of getting up in arms is to go, you know, I really don't agree with that, sir.
Pretty much. I couldn't dick with
Absolutely.
You from where I was.
I could hear the outrage in Mick's voice. And he called it.
Yeah, it was crazy.
So, but I explained, Chrissy, I explained my position a little better, which was that I don't think that sports are completely useless. I just think that the amount of attention that we pay to them is way, way above and beyond what should. And Mickey said, well, you know, well, what about, like, you know, art and movies and stuff like that? Like, people pay too much attention to that. And I said, well, there's a worthwhile reason for paying attention to that, and while I don't disagree with what he's saying, like I've also mentioned about how stupid it is for us to watch things like reality TV and shit before also, like that's a
yeah.
sports are not the only thing that I've railed against. It's not, you know, I wasn't just singling them out altogether, but
oh,
yeah,
watching sports is the only show
really...
right now.
Wait, what?
Do you realize that I'm missing watching sports to be on the show right now?
Mick, you're too fucked up to pay attention to anything.
No, I'm all right right now. I'm just tired, but I can function a little bit.
Chrissy, what did
but
you
I am,
say?
I am laying down in my bed right now.
Well, I was going to say that it doesn't really take much to rile you up against anything.
Yeah,
no, but I really believe, and I mean, this is obviously the sign of a delusional madman, but I really believe that the things that rile me up are just and worthwhile causes. I don't think I get riled up at nonsense.
Well, true. You know, you're righteously pissed off or upset
yes.
over fucking, you know.
Well, wait, did you see that whole thing on Facebook?
Well, you know, I saw the thing about the baby, which was creepy. You know, the liking of
oh,
incidentally
yeah,
liking.
Yeah, that was different.
No, not that.
I saw that.
What about, not that one about the. Well, okay, here's what happened. Louis, Angelo Fariello, Dom's cousin Ange. You remember Angelo, right?
Oh,
he's
right.
in that band and shit.
Yeah, that pretty boy guy, yeah.
Yeah, that pretty boy fucking cokehead motherfucker. He had a picture. Yeah, he's in a touring band. Of course, he was doing coke for a while. It's just that's just what happens.
Right.
But
right.
But he put a picture up. There's a picture on the news feed that came up with his name on it of a baby, and I just liked it because I thought maybe it was his brother or something. I wasn't even really paying attention to who the fuck it was, but I just liked this random baby picture. And then it actually clicked in my head like a couple of minutes later, and I'm going, wait a second, that's Angelo. He's in a band. He didn't have a kid with anybody, and if he did, he's not posting pictures of it up on fucking Facebook. He's trying to run away from it, most likely. So I went back and I realized that it wasn't anybody I knew whose baby picture I just liked. Like nobody whatsoever. At all. So I went back and unliked the picture as fast as I could, hoping that the person whose baby it was didn't see this strange motherfucker that she doesn't know.
liking this random
baby picture.
Listen, if you put a baby pic, if it's your baby, I'm telling you, you have hypertext. You know, you notice every single like, you're refreshing everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you know instantly when, you know, someone likes your picture of your baby, regardless of how ugly it is.
Well, I just, like, the problem is, and this is what I started to realize, is that it's gotten to a point, and yes, I'm being too nice and too polite, it's gotten to a point where so many of the people that I actually know fairly well are breeding.
Mm-hmm.
That baby, like, I'm just liking these baby pictures just to be polite and say, okay, yeah, I really don't fucking care if they have kids. I'm never going to see these children. I really don't care a fucking, I don't care if your baby grows up to be Hitler too. I don't give a shit. I don't fucking care.
I have to selectively, like, yeah, because for a while I was just, like, blindly liking baby pictures and got to a point where I'm like, okay, I'm only going to like the baby picture if it's, like,
cute.
If there's some sort of theme or background or some kind of thing that is, like, you know, acceptable.
Right.
I'm not going to like every single baby picture just because it's your baby. Like, I don't care.
Well, like,
whenever I put up a puppy picture,
right,
you better like that shit.
Whenever Christy puts up kid pictures, I just like it because I assume it's just another one that she gave birth to.
Like, just that very day.
Louie, you better put your dog in poses and put, like, peanut butter all over the place when you think...
Yeah, we had the peanut butter discussion already. We already had the peanut butter discussion.
Penises.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead of, like, having chew toys, he's going to have dildos.
So, Christy, in the description of the show, I called you something that you probably have no idea what it is.
What's that?
I didn't see this yet.
I called you a Tlilaxu Axlotl Tank.
Which is a reference.
No, it's a reference to Dune, and it's essentially a beastly mound of female flesh that's kept hidden and used to produce clones through her vagina.
It's reminiscent of Aliens Part 2 when the queen is in the dungeon there and giving birth to... It's, you know, kind of reminiscent of that.
Well, you know, I don't think I'm that malevolent. Jesus Christ. I'm up to 1,200 kids by now.
You
don't think I'm that. You know, they're not even in hatching phase.
Wait, well, let me ask you a question. Are all of the kids from the same father?
Yes, they are. Why does everyone ask me that question?
Wait a second. Wait, I was joking. Do people really ask you that question?
Yes. You would be surprised how often that comes up for me.
See, now that's okay. I have to say, even though I would say that to you, like, to be like a smart ass and a racist bastard, like, if anybody actually asks you that, they are actually a racist. That is 100% a racist question.
Like, are these people asking you the question? Like, how does that come up in conversation? Like, I would never ask that.
Well, no, what's your question? Go back. What's the question?
For me?
Okay.
Look.
All right. So, usually, you know, most jobs...
The dog stole my beer bottle.
Oh, God.
Your dog just stole my beer, dude. What the fuck?
You are my first son.
an alcoholic.
Yes, you got, this is the most awesome dog I've ever seen.
Yeah. He smokes weed. He's got a crack pipe already.
Wow. He's like very, very, or like he's like the mayor of Toronto. Yeah. Mayor of Toronto.
So,
only
but
in
seriously, Christy, if anybody asks you if all of those kids are from the same father, they are 100% racist.
No.
I'm not joking.
How do you even,
that is so not right. That is so not right. That's
how could you even ask a woman that question?
Why? Exactly. I don't get it. I would never.
Why even
be
like know a person that asked me? I mean, I'm curious too. I'm not going to ask that, but you know, if you do, let me know what the number is.
When I see a black girl in my neighborhood walking down the street, one kid is Chinese, one kid's white, one kid's Hispanic, and one kid's black. Obviously,
right?
It's not all the same father. But I'm not going to go up to her and be like, yo, bitch, how many motherfuckers did you just bang for these kids? Like, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
No, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. Some
really,
people are bold enough to ask.
Wow.
That's
so disrespectful. Like that.
Yeah.
I mean, but it is a surprise. I mean, you'd be surprised how shocked, like, you know, the fact that my husband's white and I'm black. What? Your husband white? You know, like the pebbling and the hamster wheel going off, you know, it's funny and it's sad at the same time. But back to the original question, I have worked in a bartending capacity, so people do tend to, you know, ask me questions or feel comfortable with me after a while, even though
well,
I'm
I mean, they're also fueled by alcohol. Like, if I wasn't drinking right now, I wouldn't offer to eat your butt crack, your sweaty black butt crack. I probably wouldn't offer to do that. But since I have been drinking, and I'm not, Christy, I'm talking to Mick. I'm talking about Mick's sweaty black butt crack.
Damn it, you beat me to it. I was going to say, well, if she declined to eat my sweaty black butt crack.
Mick has a black ass. I want you to. He doesn't have a black dick though, which is really, which is really, really sad. But he does have a black ass.
I have a the equivalent of a 4-year-old black dick.
Oh wow.
That's not, you know, better than a 30-something-year-old white man penis.
That's probably true.
Yeah, Louis is Puerto Rican, and he's got like a 45-year-old white man's ass. And not like a not. See, when you
that
think
young?
That, like, you could be talking about like Rob Lowe, because Rob Lowe probably has a really awesome 45-year-old white man ass.
Right.
Yeah.
But
we're
talking
about that Condoleezza movie that I just saw. And I
nobody
don't know
cares about what you're saying. Nobody cares about what you're talking about.
It's
yeah,
a pretty good
I think,
movie.
I think we can skip.
Movie.
We can skip you.
Kurt Russell.
Even though I'm in your house,
you
we're gonna
Michael Douglas. I meant Kurt Russell. Imagine if Kurt Russell played Liberace. That would have been something.
Oh. Speaking of which, is anybody going to go watch that movie, the Liberace movie that they're coming out with?
Yeah, Louis just saw that. Louis just saw it.
I saw it. That's what I'm saying. Rob Lowe was in it. And
is it any
like
good?
He had plastic surgery. Yeah,
was he, wait,
good.
But was he, damn sure. Was he billed as Rob Blow in that movie?
Rob Blow? That'd be awesome. There should be a movie about Rob Lowe's cocaine habit in the 80s. Called Rob Lowe.
I'm going
to see
another one. Loves beer.
Dog loves beer. What a great dog.
He's like attacking everybody with a bottle of beer.
Christy, are you token right now, or are you totally stone cold sober?
I'm sober.
Really?
You gotta get lit and call us back, because when you called us the other day and you were trashed, like I had a lot of fun with you for the first like 2 minutes that you decided to say, but then you're like, I gotta go, I got white guys to fuck.
I cannot say that. I was not that ratchet. I was pretty gone though. I will.
You were fucked up, Louis. I mean, Louis doesn't know you that well, and he could tell that you were fucked up.
You went and came back. Doggone you were.
I did listen to my part of the show, and I kept saying, I got to get it in.
Yes, you did. Well, that's not far off from what I said. You said, like, I got white guys to fuck. I mean, it's the same thing as saying, I got to get it in. I mean,
You're going to have sex with your husband, so.
No, what actually ended up happening is there was, like, a guy, and he had, like, a sound system, and he was DJing music, and they were having a block party and shit, so I hung out there.
A makeshift block party.
Yeah, there was shooting everything in the corner.
You got a boombox and an iPod together.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
When you're pissed drunk and you go to have sex with your husband, do you do fucked up shit to him, like, just, like, put your ass in his mouth and be like, eat that shit, white boy, or, like, just, like, stick your toe up his nose?
No, he basically gets
let her answer the fucking question, you idiot.
Inquiring minds want to know. How's it real?
I'm masturbating right now. You guys are killing my buzz.
He basically gets a free pass, you know. I pretty much am his, like, silly putty. You know, he gets to do whatever at that point. You know, I'm...
That's awesome. So you
and
just,
then he puts her ass in his face and eats it.
So you do.
I'm
so
just totally absent.
So you just lay on the bed and you're just like, do whatever you want, you son of a bitch.
And you pour his mouth and pass out.
I think I'm a little sexier than that, but yeah.
and then you realize you're in one of your son's beds, and then you move back into yours. Is that what usually happens?
No, at Halloween.
Oh, and she gets up, and a couple weeks later, she's pregnant.
I have to say, you are the most kick-ass baby maker I've ever met.
I don't want to come off as, like, a hot mess, like Amanda Bynes or Lindsay Lohan, but, you know.
Oh, poor Amanda Bynes.
Bynes.
Poor Amanda Bynes. See, I would have banged Amanda Bynes a couple of years ago, but she's made it very clear on her Twitter that I'm too light for her vagina.
Yeah, you're not the right persuasion.
Yeah, I mean, she likes some flavor, in other words.
Does she?
Yeah, she's posted on her Twitter saying that that she only likes the black dick.
Really?
And her exact she did say something like that, but she also, the last thing that I saw she said about it was that she wants Drake to murder her vagina. Although Drake isn't exactly black.
He
doesn't really count.
He's Canadian.
He's Canadian and Jewish. That's two strikes.
Really? He's Canadian, black Jew?
He's Canadian and Jewish, and there might be some black in there somewhere.
That's why it makes me laugh when he came out with that song Started from the Bottom, because I'm pretty sure he never started from the bottom.
I fucking hate that song. He was never at the bottom. He's a middle class
no.
Canadian Jew who was a child
right.
star on Degrassi High.
Yeah, exactly.
The only body. Well, see, I want to record a version of that song where it's Drake saying, started as a bottom, now I'm queer.
There'd be a hit. In the gay club.
Started as a bottom queer, and now I'm...
Started as a bottom, now I'm queer. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I just wanted y'all to hear.
Oh, my goodness. Where have we gone? So you guys are expecting me to be, you know, lit up or drinking or something?
I'm drinking. Louis drinking. Mickey is a waste of human life.
I'm on pills, but nothing good enough to really fuck me up.
Christy, Mickey threw his back out, getting railed by homeless guys.
Yeah.
What?
And you know why?
Is it your back, Mick?
No, actually, I didn't throw my back out getting railed by a homeless guy. I threw my back out trying to kick a homeless guy. I missed.
No, that was Christy. That's for Chris.
Oh,
that you
yeah.
Can't,
yeah
you can't steal Christy's
me.
Story, white boy. You can't steal her story.
He was trying to drop
oh,
me, emulating Christy.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm in Japan.
Okay, here's the truth. Mickey was trying to drop kick a hobo in the face, but then he fell face first onto hobo cock. Is what happened.
Right.
So Mickey threw his back out, falling face first onto hobo penis, and so
I
his
mean,
back has been fucked up for a while.
You do have to position your feet, because if you You know, if you're off by a millisecond, you end up on a cock, and that's what you don't need.
Yes, yeah, I didn't know. I'm a novice.
I can't tell you how many times I went to kick somebody and wound up falling on a cock. I cannot tell you how many times it's happened.
Lips first.
At least
you know.
By the way, we actually built up some legitimate listeners and controversy on our last show, and we have spent the last 25. No, we really did, and we spent the last 25 minutes destroying it. Absolutely pissing all over it.
Oh yeah. That's a big gift for listening.
Speaking of the post, I want to say that Mike many years ago started a huge controversy.
I don't remember this. What are you talking about?
Of course you do. The anarchist chat room or whatever that was, the little club thing, where you were like, where are all the hot anarchist chicks?
What?
Do you remember
that? That must have been way early on because I really do not remember this.
Get at my...
That's
really.
Like a unicorn.
No, jog my... I'm serious. Jog my fucking memory. I'm not kidding, dude. I don't remember this.
It was like, well, you just made a post, but not on your profile. It was in one of those.
No, it was in the
club.
Yeah, you guys remember there were groups on MySpace. Louie and I were members of the Anarchist Collective.
So Mike put, single guy, just like talking about, basically, I'm interested in this movement, et cetera, I want to meet people, but at the same time, I'm a man and I would like to meet, like girls or what have you, like meet a potential mate. And so
yeah, like
like-minded,
politically
exactly.
Like-minded chicks.
Right. So we're all the hot anarchist chicks. And obviously, political women don't want to hear that women are hot,
Yeah, they don't want to be
women.
Right.
So hence began like a super long... Like, I was surprised that there were, 100-plus on this Facebook the other day. But this one was for, weeks. It had, 500 posts of different people on MySpace going on and on. And I even, tried to revive it once or twice, and it kept going a little bit. Just
I still don't remember this.
It went down on the rankings. And so I tried to, revive it, and it came back a little bit. And so I remember there were, two or three people, women who were, really upset, and they were, Butch Dykes, obviously. And so I kind of stalked them a little bit. I stalked them a little bit, and I looked at their profiles and then went to the groups that they were. And they continued the debate separately. On other groups, they were like, how upsetting it is. And like, this is setting back the movement years. And, this made me cry. Like, seriously, I was like, how pathetic are you?
That's so
pathetic.
Awesome.
And all because Mike was like, where are all the hot anarchists? And it upset people's lives, echoing. the best was
Mike's first mistake.
Wait, what, Chrissy?
Mike's first mistake was looking for a hot anarchist chick. There is no such thing.
Right.
Against
the rules.
Years ago, I probably would have fought you tooth and nail on that statement, but as a 35-year-old white male in New York, you're absolutely fucking right. You're absolutely right.
No such thing.
There is no such thing.
You're ugly.
Well, what do you think, Christy? Yeah. What do you think about that statement? Well, that was the first mistake. What was my second mistake?
Well, that's the thing. I think what it was a case of being oversensitive for one. And for two, the feminist outrage to me is setting back the movement. Basically, my idea of femininity is that I am a woman and I should be paid the same as a man for doing the same thing. And that's it. Equal playing ground. I don't hold you to another standard because as a woman, I believe that I can be just as idiotic as a man.
Well, that's just the thing. I don't I mean, I think it's the same thing with racism and other things. I don't think acknowledging that there are cultural differences between races is the same thing as being a racist. I mean, it's what allows, you know, like there's certain white comedians like Bill Burr and some other people that can successfully and Louis C.K. that can actually, they can make funny comments on the differences between races that isn't racist. It's just observational. I don't think anyone should be ignorant of the cultural differences between races, because I think that's when people walk around saying, oh, I don't see color because it doesn't exist. I'm sorry. It fucking does. You shouldn't discriminate against somebody because of it, but you can't pretend like there's a